Hachette Audio presents Rebel Blade, The Burnished City, Book 3. Written by Davinia Evans. Read by Kirsten Foster. Please see bonus PDF. For Sam, born to live La Vida Bravi. Chapter 1. Down by the hot market, there were blood gulls competing with the mud-spattered alley canal kids for discards and charity and brazen theft. Sion perched on a nearby arcade, feet braced wide in the gutter so his skewer of still-sizzling squid wouldn't drip on his boots, though they'd seen worse recently. One of the gulls landed on a nearby girder, cocking a hopeful eye his way. Not close enough for him to lay hands on, of course, but close enough for him to be sure. It gleamed to see on stranger sight, and its legs and feet were definitely red. Red like the blood spilled in the gruesome murder of Papa Badrasani by the bitch queen's underlings 20-odd years ago. The blood a flock of gulls had landed in, shrieking and flapping and driving the murderers away, until Mama and her sons had come to retrieve the body. The gulls had been stained by Papa's rage and vengeance. Or so said the alley tales. Sion would have sworn the Badrasani had spread them to enhance their own power. But this wasn't the only story currently popping out of the nooks and crannies of Bezin's long history and many strange beliefs. And if Sion didn't stamp and hiss, this story was going to steal the last of his lunch. "Hey!" one of the kids called from down on the street, all mud spatter and sharp eyes.
"Grab the gull! The gutter alchemist paid good money for him. We'll split."
Too late. The gull took off with a frantic swipe of white wings, clawing its way over the skeletal remainder of the arcade's crumpled dome. The kid spat a curse that would have had Sion's ears boxed at that age, but there were no grown-ups in sight to be bothered with these children. Except, possibly, the gutter alchemists, or other lower city folk they delivered to.
"Hey," the kid squinted up at Sion. "Do I know you?"
"That's what your mum asked," Sion shot back, but he was already pushing up from the gutter. Because a kid who was willing to risk the rage and parasites of a lower city gull for the profit would definitely sell out the sorcerer Velo. If not to the council, a bit high to reach, or to the inquisitors, because even down here they had standards, then probably to Mama Badrasani. The cruel and callous queen of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?